Yeah, you have to be very careful because if you overdo the visual elements you have in front of you, which is your natural instinct on stage, right, is to kind of make it as visually interesting as possible, you kind of work against the piece itself because you're asking the audience really that their primary, resource is their ear. And I think that of all theater, actually, we do a lot of Shakespeare at the GAM and stuff like that. And I classically oriented, heavy language plays. And I always say to the actors when we're working or students when I'm teaching it that, we still call the theater audience, right? An audience, which means it's meant to listen to, where with TV, we call it a viewership often, right? Which is a different way of engaging the art. So this takes a step kind of even further into the audio. And because, so you just have to kind of make sure that the audience engages with you right from the beginning and accepts that. We suspend our disbelief whenever we come into the theater. We just have to suspend it a little bit differently for this. And I think when the audience comes in right from the beginning with the pre-show and how we work them in with the 12 Days of Christmas with the Foley so that they understand the vocabulary, for people who've never seen a show like this before, that really goes a long way to kind of settling them in. By the time the story starts, they're really ready to listen. They lean forward and they love it. And the radio station feels really warm and it kind of acts as the hearth, so to speak, that we're all sitting around, so it works.
To me, I thought it was really enjoyable. And this is also, I think, what's interesting about that old-time radio, are the sound effects. Mm-hmm. You have a sound effects person,
right,
who is sitting over at a table with a bunch of just everyday objects that they have to use to try to create whatever sound effect goes with the story. You have a lot of fun in this show with the young man who plays that part.
Yeah. Will Malloy, great, doing a great job. It's the first time he's doing it, too.
And it's fantastic because we get to meet him and see what he's doing at the beginning. You put him up front to let everybody take part in that, especially when we're all singing, Christmas carols, yeah, and he's doing sound effects. But then the rest of the show, you forget he's there. You see him, but you forget he's there, which is the magic of all of this. But tell me about some of the challenges. You said this is his first time doing this.
Yeah. Well, actually, Will joined us because we added some Foley for the radio version when we recorded it here. So Will was kind of our second Foley backup because we needed even more sound effects without the visuals. So he had a bit of a head start, but it's first time on stage doing it with us. And it's just, it takes an appetite and it takes timing and it takes a certain musicality. Will's also a musician, and he has to really work in concert with the actors. And when you're watching the show, you can see communication between them. They'll look at each other and go, here's it come, because the actor's reacting to the sound effect. And he does a really fun thing in the beginning where we do the 12 Days of Christmas before the show starts. And each day he kind of connects a sound to, and they're real funny and surprising, and it really gets the audience into watching the kind of how that sausage gets made and how delightful it is. So that's another way of, just bringing the audience right in. And then you're right, then Will kind of in a sense disappears and it becomes this kind of synthetic environment with his beautiful soundscape that you're hearing, and you can see that someone's actually producing it, but it's almost like it's a movie soundtrack.
When you are casting, especially the part of George Bailey,
mm-hmm,
what goes into picking the role?
I had done it myself for the past few years, and it's one of the great privileges that I've had as a performer is to take that on because it's such an iconic role and a beautiful part. And yes, you do have the kind of always the anxiety of influence, but then you have to forget it and you have to go and know that you have to do it yourself, and people want to see it kind of, for the first time. And not in a sense, both remember as they come in, but then forget the movie and then be transported in a different way. Jeff Church, who's playing it this year, has been in the show for the past 3 years as well, playing other parts, playing Harry the brother in several, 15 different roles. And Jeff's really a virtuosic performer. And in those other roles was, doing 10 different voices. And I used to say playing George that I actually had the easiest job because I only had to play one character, but Jeff jumps in, who's a terrific actor. And you look for in somebody that sense of, generosity and kindness, directness, forthrightness, ambition still, but, a kind of deep soul. And Jeff certainly has that.